What's up? This is Mike Russo. This is the intro for episode 29, the Ultimate Roman Crossbeard. And this episode is the epitome of why I started this. Just friends hanging out, talking shit. If you don't find this funny, if you don't find it interesting, you'll definitely find it relatable. Jay joins me in this episode. We kicked off the whole podcast thing with episode 1. His brother joins us, Chris, who was on the Flowering of a Friend episode. You'll notice there's a couple times in this episode where there's some lost time, where the podcast would just jump from one subject to the next, almost like something happened. Well, something did happen. I had to edit out some potential criminal stuff, and one time, fucking stupid Jay knocked the fucking wires out. Asshole. Yo, what's up, Jay? Also, stay tuned for... At the end of this podcast, like the last 5 minutes, 10 minutes or so, Jay talks about picking up old bitches at supermarkets, which is pretty much the highlight of this episode for me personally, but I think there's something for everybody. Also, the outro song this week, I don't usually do an intro for the outro songs, but I'm gonna this week because the outro song is a song called By My Side by the band Agnostic Front. And it's basically about sticking by your friends, man, never thinking you're better than them and never looking down on them either. If your best friend becomes fucking rich and famous, he won't look down on you, and he won't think he's better than you, and you don't look up to him like he's better than you, man. Always by my side, man. Real friends stick together, and they keep each other on the level. And I also took a chunk out of this episode, and I'm going to tack it on to an extra episode. I do this thing, I've done it once. It's called Gungo Extra Series, where I'll take some extra stuff in the episode and post it during the week. So there's a lot of... We talked about BMX for about 15 minutes. So I took that out. I'm going to put that in during the week. It's going to be maybe Wednesday or Thursday. It's about 15 minutes, like I said. And, yo, last but not least, I want to say what's up to Jay from Atlanta, who's been showing me a lot of love lately, man. Yo, what's up, Jay? Yo, check him out on Twitter. His name is Sheesh. S-H-E-E-S-H. You know what? Jay, I apologize if I got that incorrect. I'm just doing this off the fly right now. I'm in my car. Just got done. I just left the hardcore show. Check out deathdealerli.bandcamp.com. Yo, badass hardcore band from Long Island. Check them out, man. Deathdealerli.bandcamp.com. Yo, Jay, man, keep spreading the disease down there in Atlanta, baby. ATL. Good luck. Later.
Yo, yo. What up?
What?
Why do you need background noise?
Tell them a story. Background noise is bad because it bleeds into the mix. That's industry talk. Yeah, you don't know nothing about that.
Chris only knows in the streets.
you know. I brought you up 2 podcasts ago. I know you don't listen.
Who?
You.
I listened to the Star Wars one a little bit. Actually, for a long time, and I thought it sounded like me.
Well, what happened was we were talking about... it was me and a couple of guys, James and John, and we were talking about geeky shit. Like, you know, superhero shit and wrestling and...
Who's James and John?
A couple guys I work with.
You can't go name names if I don't know who they are.
James is the guy that you said you sound like, the who sounds like you.
And is John Johnny Nissan?
No,
it's
but...
I need last names.
Okay, Dick. Come in? Not yet. But we kept making Seinfeld references, like, over and over again. Don't chew on the mic. And I brought up that whenever you're in fucking Jamaica or fucking the boroughs and you see a jerk store, you send me the picture and say they ran out of you, like every time. Then I told you to promptly go fuck yourself.
I never say they ran out of you. I said, look, another store where they sell you.
Ah, whatever, motherfucker. Same shit. It's not in the Seinfeld vein, but it's close enough.
Are we recording? Are we on the podcast?
Yeah. Welcome back.
All right. I need a better introduction.
No. Yeah. You know what? I think I talked shit about you 3 times already because I know you don't listen.
How bad is
so
it?
So everybody knows you, so you don't need an introduction.
I listen.
Yeah? What was my last podcast
Fuck
about?
You.
Dick. I told you. All right, Jay's here. He was on the first episode. Kicks it off. Fucking set it off.
All right, guys. I'm back. I'm at my brother's house, Chris T. Mike Russo's here. We're all in the living room. Chris has a fish tank the size of King Kong over here.
Chris was on the Flowering of a Friend episode, which is taken, which got a big bump. That episode had a huge bump.
All right.
Whatever reason, it's got a huge bump.
All right, I'm in. I'm ready. I'm back. I'm in.
Chris, can I have another beer, please?
You were in, now you're out. Like, just like that. You were in. Chris, can I have another beer, please?
All right, here. How's everybody? I'm Jason. It's been a long time. It's probably been about a month, 2 months.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
It's been about 2 months. It's been about 2 months since I saw Mike.
Stop trying to get intimate with the fucking audience.
It's
this
the only
is
time
Jason,
I see Mike.
Yeah.
It's when he comes around for a stupid podcast.
What's your story? You got a story to tell?
Speaking
of what's your story, what was the story with what's your story?
I remember that story was, I used to say that to girls, didn't you? So what's your story?
I think I said it once, and then it went down in history as that's my line.
That's a Cousin Danny story. That's a Cousin Danny line. What's your story?
That was me, actually.
You're a dick.
I said it one time, and it went down in history as that's my thing.
All right, I'm back in business. I got my beer. All right, I want to tell a story about what happened just about 10 minutes ago, and I came to a revelation. I had an epiphany. Wow, I drank a lot.
That's not an epiphany. That happens every weekend.
So, anyway, but I'm fucking driving over to Chris's house. Mike's here. And I'm like, Chris said bring chips. So, I'm going to bring beer anyway. I'm going to bring some chips. I only had $20. So, Chris, I'm not going to say he lives in a ghetto. I'm sure at one time it was very nice. You know, I used to live right up the block. We actually shared an apartment together. But I moved out, and he stayed right in the neighborhood, one block over from where we shared an apartment. And it's really Spanish now. It's bad. There's Spanish guys with mohawks and spiky mohawks, and they're all wearing couture shirts, like the UFC shirts. And
they're about 5 years behind the world.
Oh, they really are 5 years behind it. They got Bad Boy Club fucking stickers on their car when I was skateboarding when I was 11.
Wow, that's like 86.
Yeah, I'm 35, 34.
How old are you?
I'm 34.
All right.
Anyway, I'm driving into the neighborhood. All right. I drive a nice car. So I'm driving in, and I'm white. And I pull into the most ghetto bodega ever. All right. And already people are looking. I open up the door, and Whitey White comes out. Me wearing freaking, you know, tan shorts, you know, I got my fucking Vans shoes on, I got short hair. No one messes with me, they either think I'm a cop or I'm crazy. I get out, I park right in the front, and I'm looking around, I throw up fucking eyebrows on people, like, hey, how you doing? I go in, I bust open the door, and you know you're in a bad neighborhood when
music stops.
Yeah,
you have a needle scratch.
Yeah. You know you're in Chris's neighborhood when, there's fat Spanish chicks, fat, dressed in super tight fucking skin tight shit, and they're being all sexy as hell. They're putting out so much sex where I'm starting to think she's sexy, and I'm like, oh, well, I guess I would bet. No, I wouldn't bang her.
Yeah, they're magicians.
Yeah, maybe I would. Then I'm like, all right, I'm walking in. It's what time is it right now? 10? 9:30. There's a full hot steam table full of food. All sorts of roast camboyo, oxtail, all sorts of shit.
Rib tips.
And it's people are there. It's you know you're in a bad day. So I walk in and I'm like, fuck yeah, $20, that's it. So what do? I buy 22 ounces of Modelo. I get three of them, one for each of us. I got three bags of chips. And not only did I get all the beer and the chips, I also got a Coca-Cola in a glass bottle.
That's huge, man. You don't get those glass bottles anywhere. And, you know, I don't know why. It tastes so much better.
I'll tell you why. They use real sugar.
Who does?
In America, they don't use real sugar. They use, fake sugar.
How does that affect the bottling process?
Well, they don't have as much chemicals as they do in whatever country that came from. So they stick with the old school, regular cane sugar, or I believe it's cane sugar, brown cane sugar, and that's what makes that Coca-Cola taste so well, as opposed to the chemical fucking aspartame or whatever the hell they use, whatever big names they use for sugar. So that's why I bought it. I don't even drink fucking soda anymore, but I just bought it because it was cool.
I don't fuck with soda anymore, but that fucking, That bottle is pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
Did you notice it had like an odd barcode on it?
Yeah. What was it with that?
Yeah, it's from another country, right? They must have imported that shit. Because it had a fucking odd looking barcode.
I can't believe I drank so much of this Modelo.
Yo, Modelo's tasty.
Yeah, yeah. Not only that, the bottles look like fucking huge dildos.
Well, I didn't notice that, but I don't. Yeah, I guess
you're the first person that said that when I opened it up.
No, a big dildo. Jay noticed that, Chris. I didn't. That's news to me. I wasn't done. Oh, go ahead. That seemed like the end of the story. I don't know. Did something else happen?
Yeah, I guess I was done.
Asshole.
What happened when you paid? Did you get change back?
You want to sit next to me?
No, I'm
going to
sit right.
All right. Oh, well, not only that. All right. Now, I look kind of young, but I don't look 21. I don't look like I'm underage. And the girl at the desk at the register thing, the belt, she looks at me and she was gonna ask me for ID. She was gonna ask me and I was like, "Hey, what's going on?" Now I know I'm way out of range, way out of territory. I'm like, "Hey, what's going on?" And she smiles. I'm like, "You were gonna ask me for ID, weren't you? But you're not going to because I'm so good looking." And she started laughing. I don't know why, because I'm really, really ridiculously good looking.
Did you say it like smooth like that?
No, I probably stumbled and probably tripped.
No shit.
But she didn't ask me for ID, which was cool. And I got all the shit. I was 5 cents over. And she was like, "Don't worry about it." And she took it out of her tip jar. Hey.
Did you leave her a tip?
I didn't have any more money.
And then what?
When I was leaving, I saw that really fat chick wearing all that freaking.
What the fuck? What was she wearing? Do you remember?
I'll tell you what she was wearing. She was wearing jeans, black, skin-tight jeans, all right? And she had a little ass on, but she was fat as hell. And she had a belly shirt, which was definitely right about the belly button range. And she was fat as fuck. But she was just the demeanor that she had was kind of sexy. And she caught me for a second. I was like, eh. I came to my senses, and I fucking backed up and left.
Was she selling?
Selling what?
Herself.
You know, I didn't think about that.
She must have been.
Yeah, well, I got a couple of bucks.
I came to my senses half an hour later. I got a couple bucks.
Oh, man.
It's a nice neighborhood.
Yeah. Very Spanish, though. Very Spanish.
And Polish.
And Polish at the same time.
It's fucking weird, right? Isn't it the weirdest fucking neighborhood in the world? It's Spanish and Polish at the same time.
No, Mike, we were talking about this before, and I was thinking about coming up with the ultimate woman crossbreed.
The ultimate. The ultimate woman crossbeard.
Ultimate Roman.
Okay, all right, let's recap. It's the ultimate Roman crossbeard.
That's what happens when you have sour cream and onion, Utz, Fritos.
All right, what are you talking about? The ultimate crossbreed woman.
All right. There's a lot of Polish around here, and they got blonde hair, blue eyes, big tits. Not so much big asses, but they're tall and kind of sexy. Polish girls, Eastern European. And then on the same fucking road, you got all Spanish girls, short, dark skin, dark hair, juicy asses, and a lot of sex appeal. So I think if we can somehow get two of those girls together, make a good one.
Here's the problem. In order to make one, you have to have a dude involved.
Right away, you got to get into the gay shit, huh?
You got to find a guy with a nice ass.
Not so much.
You got the Polish girl with the nice titties. Tall, you know, slender, blonde, nice titties. And eventually, 20 years from now, you want to have a Polish, Spanish girl with a perfect ass and perfect titties and perfect skin and perfect hair. A dude has to be involved.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what kind of guy are you looking for?
Yeah, I guess I'm looking for a tall, blonde hair.
Gay guy.
Nah, you can't be a gay guy.
You're right.
Gay semen swims away from that egg.
Sure. All I'm saying is that would be a good mix.
Don't try to skirt the subject.
That would be a good mix. And like you said before when I brought this up, when I first got in, all amped up, telling you the story, that is the unicorn.
Yeah, it's a mythical creature.
Yep, you don't see that. You don't see that. Actually, I think you do. And they're called Brazilian.
You know what? That's a good point.
Yeah.
But you got to check for the cock.
Yeah.
We'll worry about that later.
You got to check for the double A and the cock, because you know them Brazilians are fucking, the Brazilians are funny.
If I see no Adam's apple, I'm going in. We'll worry about that later.
It's funny you say that, but no one in this room has an Adam's apple right now. But we all have cocks.
I see Chris is right there.
That's because he was showing it to you.
We can't see yours because you got a double chin.
Dick, shut the fuck up, asshole.
Set yourself up.
Your belly's on the floor right now.
It's fucked up.
Well, it's a small couch, in your defense.
I'm done.
Thump.
Mike, remember the time you and I did... We took some Xanax pills and went to the beach?
No, I don't do drugs.
Well, if you did, you remember that time?
Yeah, I remember that time. We got our hands on some shit. And I don't even think we were looking for it. I think someone just gave it to us. And here, take this.
I think I had them. I might have been seeing a girl that I had a bunch of pills for some reason. And I had them. And I was like, Mike, you want to take these? And you're like, okay. And I was like, all right. And we took them. And I remember throwing a football back and forth, right? We were throwing a frisbee or a football at the beach.
Probably a football. We always had a football.
And that's all I remember.
You don't remember waking up in the Roosevelt Field Mall?
I remember waking up in the Roosevelt Field Mall parking lot. Actually waking up out of sleep. And going, how the fuck did we get here? And obviously we drove there. I was like, dude, that's fucked up because I don't remember driving. I know we were drinking. We were drinking good. And then we took those Xanax and... I must have been a mess the whole way there, but we were there, and I woke up there.
Now,
and,
for people,
I drove.
Sorry, for people from out of town, you're not familiar with New York or Long Island. We went from what beach we were at?
We were at Gilgo Beach.
Gilgo Beach to the Roosevelt Field Mall. How many miles is that?
20, 30.
About 30 miles. So there's time lost for 30 miles.
30 minutes.
And you know what? Nothing happened.
No, good to go.
Good to go. Like ain't shit. Kick Xanax's ass right in the ass.
Right in the ass. I'll show you.
Fuck that shit. That shit's fucking child's play.
Yeah. I don't do Xanax for that reason, just because.
Hey, who wants to do a downer anyway?
I don't want to wake up with fucking some dude in a fucking parking garage.
Yeah, let me tell you what happened one time. I woke up on the hood of my car, right? Middle of the night, my ass hurt.
Wow.
I was like, oh, man, did I get fucking anally abused or something again? In the middle of the night again? Did I get anally raped in the middle of the night or something? I don't know what the fuck happened. I went the night I went out with some people I work with to Fridays, and I left early because I felt funny. I had the Jack Daniels chicken. I don't know if someone drugged my beer or whatever. I felt funny. So I went home, and I laid down on the hood of my car, take it easy a little bit, and I woke up, my ass hurt.
I know exactly what happened.
What happened?
You're fat. You ate. You had the itis. You fell asleep. You're probably scratching your ass.
You're scratching your ass come with the itis?
Maybe.
So I really thought I was fucking anally fucking raped in the hood of my car. I woke up in the middle of the hood of my car, ass hurt, went to bed, woke up, giant hemorrhoid in my asshole. And what happened was I tried to squeeze out a shit before I went out that night. And I squeezed too hard. You can't push too hard. You push too hard, you get hemorrhoids. So I fucking had I had a half a golf ball in my asshole.
Wow.
And I thought, I didn't know what it was because I never heard any talk. I thought hemorrhoids was like pimples on your butt that you got from sitting on a cold curb.
Yeah, cold cement.
I guess that's an urban legend.
I don't know either.
So, as I'm on the bowl, I called my brother. I was like, yo, Ed. Yo, there's something in my butt.
Who's this?
My brother. I was like, yo, what the fuck, man? I think I got ass cancer.
Right away, ass cancer.
I was like, there's a giant thing in my ass. I think I got ass cancer. He was like, nah, it's probably a polyp.
He's like, take the fist out of your ass.
Yeah, it's like you were there. Yeah, that was fucked up, man. I don't like that shit. You got any pass out stories, Chris?
Just one.
Alright, shoot.
Playing this game, asshole. I don't really remember how old I was. Probably 20, 19. And I was the asshole. I passed out. I remember them bringing me home, putting me in the pool.
In the pool?
In the pool.
Why'd they put you in the pool?
I guess try to wake me up.
Hey, probably want to fuck with you a little bit.
Yeah. And then they, next thing I knew, I was in my bedroom. That's it. I don't remember nothing.
That's it? That's all you got for a pass-out story?
I don't remember shit.
You got any girl pass-out stories?
Nothing.
I can think of one.
Nothing.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So let's get into it with this podcast. Let's what is this? Fuck podcast 1920?
What does that mean?
1920?
The year?
How many?
Oh, I think this is going to be 29 to 30.
1920.
I'm a little behind the times. You know, I'm a busy guy myself.
Yeah, no one has an hour to spare, ever. Wait, no, 40 minutes, actually.
Huh?
So, wait. Let's talk about having time to spare. When's the last time I saw you?
For 40 minutes?
Yeah.
For 40 minutes.
When's the last time I saw you?
For 40 minutes?
Yeah.
Right now.
I invited you out to fucking to the barbecue, Rockets barbecue.
No, Sunday? Come on, man. No, yeah, that was Labor Day.
So what?
That's the workers' day. I stayed on my couch and jerked off 3 times.
Wow. All right, well. Mike and I used to hang out every day, all day. We were good at the handball game. We'd cut out of school, drink
what a
beer.
Shame Cedar Beach has become, man. The rapping down a handball court.
Why you just cut me off?
Oh, sorry, guys.
Like an asshole face.
I got to go get a beer anyway. You need one?
Yes. Not yet. I still got more on this beer. Mike Russo rolled up with a small cooler as if he's got a lunch cooler.
Yep.
It's fucking got beer in it. It's got the worst beer ever. Beer I used to drink when I was fucking 15. It's real cold. Miller High Life. Remember, I used to drink this when I was 15? And I used to have a little bit of the ass beer left. I'd give it to Mike. He would drink it.
The champagne of beers.
Champagne, yeah. Mike and I, we used to, when in high school, he was one grade above me. High school, we didn't give a fuck. We used to cut out and go to the beach. On the way to the beach, we'd stop off at the ghetto mart and get St. Ives 40s, drink them on the way there. When we were there, play handball at the beach with no shoes on for no reason, drink our 40s, and go home drunk.
Good times.
Really good times.
You can't beat that shit. Those days, you know, people long for the days of old. And who doesn't want to go back in time? But it's good to say that we did that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, that we did that. It was fun. But you can't do that now.
We were drug free back then and everything.
Yeah, we didn't do no fucking drugs.
We didn't smoke pot. We didn't
do no weed, no nothing.
Nothing. Drank like motherfuckers though.
We would go to the fucking handball courts at the beach with a barbecue.
Yes.
And food.
And motorcycles.
You had your motorcycle?
Was that several times.
Was that the time you crashed into the barbecue? We were playing handball.
So we're playing handball. Mike and I, we were pretty good. Mike was a little bit better. And we're playing doubles or whatever, kicking ass. And I had Adidas pants on because I was like 16, and that was the thing to do. And I remember running after the ball, and I ran right into that fucking barbecue.
Oh, sparks were flying. It was great.
Charcoals, shit all over, burnt the fuck out of my pants and my skin. No shirt. Full-blown asshole.
And we kept going.
Yeah.
We set it back up, started cooking the food back.
Put the hot dogs back on the grill.
Yeah, man, dirt and everything. Sand, fuck it.
I don't give a fuck.
Handball, nothing better than handball court at the beach. And they had the basketball court there.
Best thing about the handball court at the beach?
Fence.
After the fence was gone, even when you missed the ball and you had to go get it, it only went bloop right into the sand and stopped.
I hated when they took that fence down.
Yeah, that did suck.
Fucking motherfuckers. They tried to keep people like us out, that's why.
As a matter of fact, I was on the phone with Jeremy. That's why I brought this up. I was on the phone with Jeremy to get him to come out somewhere. And we started talking about Justin, and he goes, you know Justin stole your video game when we were younger, right? I was like, no, dude, that was you. He goes, no, that really was Justin. He stole everything. And
he was a thief. How do you think we got so much fucking weed?
Dude, I went with him to his father's club, the racquetball club, and he grabbed his aunt's keys. We went in there. I was stealing bottles of liquor from the bar. This is at 15 years old, take it. Bottles of liquor from the bar. Had to jump over the bar, take that, all right? And he's like, I'll be right back.
He was like, I got to go get some weed for my aunt's car. I think he's going to come back with maybe an eighth. That's a big deal back then, right? You're 15 years old. Granted, we did drugs a lot younger than everybody else.
Yeah, we started young.
Although I just said a half hour ago that we were drug free.
Well, that was in between, though. That was when we were like 22.
No, we were in high school.
No, not when we were in high school.
You know what? We were smoking pot when we were playing handball like that.
Yeah, I didn't stop smoking weed until I was like 23.
All right, so we weren't drug free back then. Anyway, I used to steal bottles of liquor from the bar, and he would take his aunt's keys, run around the back of the racquetball club that his grandfather owned, open up his aunt's trunk, and take weed out of her trunk. But he didn't just take like an eighth or a gram or something big. He was taking ounces of weed. I remember I had bottles under my jacket, and I go and I jump in his car, and he jumps in, and we go to take off, and he's pulling out of his jacket his big triple fat goose back then. He's throwing ounces of weed at me, trying to fucking drive and put a seatbelt on, and he must have threw at least 6 ounces, a quarter pound of weed, and I think maybe a couple balls of hash, and I had all this liquor, and that's yeah. how we survived back then.
He used to steal so much. Look at Chris's ass. Looks like an old man's butt.
Old man butt you.
He used to steal so much fucking weed, like pounds. Pounds. We would have cigarette packs full of joints.
I remember that, man. I remember the hash balls that he
and tinfoil.
Remember he got all those hash balls and he gave some to Adam, right? And then he broke into Adam's house and stole them, and I think he stole a gun too. Didn't he steal a 38? And then they were walking around. And then
I don't know.
Oh, this is a good one too. I got a whopper.
Wait, I don't know. I
may have stories mixed up, but I do remember the 38 special and walking around the street with it. Wait, coming back from the store.
Let's pause. Name out there.
Oh.
Talking about guns and shit.
He's in jail anyway.
I know, but still.
All right,
let's pause for a second.
Let me revert. Yo, remember we were.
Wait. So Justin, what did Justin do at Adam's house?
Justin sold Adam a bunch of hash balls, all right? I'm talking big ones, too, like the size of quarters, of the circumference of a quarter, and a lot of them, maybe like 10 or so more, all right? And he broke into the house, and he stole them back, right? Something like that, because I remember that. And then there was a gun involved. And I think that kid Lou that we used to hang out, the one that you turned into a drug addict, even though you're not a drug addict. But
I don't take credit for that.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, you turned him into a drug addict. He was a nerdy dude, all right, and then he wanted to hang out with us, and everything was cool, and he took the drug thing to a whole nother level, and by the end of the 3-4 years, he wound up smoking crack, and then we don't talk to him anymore.
So what happened with the gun? He took a gun?
I believe Lou came out with a 38, and we were walking around the streets with it. I remember
that.
Over by Stallone's, 10th Street. We're walking around, and someone had it down their pants, and I think we were all holding it, playing around, and there were definitely bullets involved. It was a 38 revolver, and I remember walking around, and somehow Jamie, Chris's brother, got into the play, and he put one bullet in it, in a real gun with a real bullet. And he spun the fucking the chamber revolver, and he put it to your head, and he pulled the trigger.
That didn't happen at that time. That story is from another time.
Well, there was a 38 involved, and I remember that.
There was a 38 going around our crew, our neighborhood, at one point.
38 special. It was a cop's gun.
And that was the same time where there was a lot of home invasions.
I remember that.
A lot of home invasions going on around the same time that 38 was floating.
How'd we get our hands on that? But my hands were on that gun.
I don't know. I don't know where that 38 came from. It could have came from where you said it came from. But I definitely remember that 38 floating around.
As a matter of fact, it did come from where I was talking about, except someone broke into that guy's house, and I'm not going to mention a name, but we all knew it. Remember? Right? Mm. And he took the gun. And somehow, and he doesn't even live by us. How the fuck did we get our hands on that?
I don't know what you're talking about. You tell me later off the air, but I want to tell you about the bullet in the chamber thing.
I'd like to hear the bullet in the chamber thing.
We went to this guy's house. There was like 3 or 4 of us. His parents were out. And I guess his father was a gun person.
His father was a cop. This is a cop's gun.
His father was a railroad guy.
Still a cop's gun.
But he didn't lock his shit up. He had a .357, a .38, a Beretta, an M16, shotgun. So right away we went to the house and this one dude, he got the guns. He grabbed the .357. And he fucking...
Where were you at this time?
We're in the house, the person's house.
Where? Not to mention the name, but...
We're all in the parents' bedroom. All of us, everyone.
Because I wasn't there for that one.
No, and he grabbed the .357, which was loaded. And this is when I knew he wasn't fucking around, this guy who grabbed the gun. Because he pointed the gun at the bed. All right, let me rewind.
He wanted to pull that trigger.
Let me rewind about the gun to the head thing. He didn't put the gun to my head. He pointed the .357 at me and pulled the trigger with the bullet in it. But you can see where the bullet is in the chamber. And we both knew where the bullet was in the chamber. I don't know if he knew I knew. So he went like this. He looked at me. He looked dead in the eye, pulled the trigger, click. Now, when we went into the room...
Which is already a scary feeling. Whether you could see that bullet in the chamber on the left and the right of the revolver, it's still fucking scary.
Right. But let me tell you, when he went into the room with the .357 with the bullet in it, he pointed the bullet. He pointed the gun at the bed and put his head back to the left, flinching. He wanted to shoot.
He winced.
Click. Like, you know where the bullet is in the chamber. I don't know. Maybe he had it on the bottom one and he thought it was on the top.
Well, it does revolve. And he already took the first click out.
I don't know what happened, but that's what I remember. When me and him were fucking playing with the guns, he didn't flinch. When he pointed it at the bed, he braced for impact.
All fair. I want to find out who this guy was because I remember it, but I don't remember who it was.
I don't want to say his name. You know who it is.
I'm going to tell me in a couple of minutes.
But guns, when we were kids, guns wasn't accessible.
Well, tell the .38 special one when someone put it to your head and pulled the trigger.
No, it was a .357 at the house. That was, I just did.
So wait, I do know who that is then.
Yeah, same guy.
Someone's brother?
I just tell the whole world.
I just said someone's brother.
Yeah, I don't remember the whole story, but I think we've...
What a dick, bro. He's an asshole.
According to history... Air quotes, we played Russian roulette. I don't remember that shit.
Yeah, I tell you another thing that fucking asshole did. He made that fucking taser a lot of times, too.
He had a taser.
He had a taser, and he fucking used to... He did it to all of us.
He fucking, you know what he did?
He was an older brother. That's what he was. A real fucking jerk.
Bully?
Yeah, he was big, too.
Fucking bully. He had a car battery hooked up to the jumpers, and he had Justin and Jeremy cornered in a... They were in the corner, trapped in the corner. He was like, bang them together. Bam, bam.
This is also the guy that he had a car in the driveway that he couldn't drive because he had no license or something. He was that guy. He was like the older brother fucking douchebag a little bit. And out of nowhere, we'd all be smoking pot, hanging out, drinking beer. He was good like that. He always got us everything we needed, and we had plenty of protection. But then he would look at us. And you could tell he would smirk just like a hair. And he had an idea. He was like, you're getting arrested. And he would make... He was a lot bigger than us. And he would grab your arms and he'd put them behind your back. And he would kick your feet out against his car and slam your head into the hood of his car. And be like, you're under arrest. And then he would pull out of his fucking pocket a taser. A real fucking taser.
A real taser.
And he'd put it to like your neck or something stupid. And be like, beep, beep. And he'd be fucking flinching and whacking out, and he'd be laughing, and nobody could do anything because he was bigger than us.
Yeah,
you know that guy.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. I mean, there's such an emphasis on anti-bullying nowadays. I think sometimes bullying creates character. I mean, sometimes you need that dicky. Sometimes getting bullied creates character in a person.
That guy was homeschooled his whole life.
Well, I mean, if you want to get into the psychology of a bully, that's pretty easy stuff. But just right now, telling that story is hilarious. Getting tased and you're getting arrested. Just getting tased in the neck, it's hilarious.
We were just hanging out, drinking beer in a circle on the side, just in the front of his house, He had a corner house. We just sit there having a great time. You know, it felt great. Everything was great. It was summer. And then he just would smirk a little bit. His head would cock over. Like, one eyebrow would go up. Yeah. You're getting arrested. And after, like, the 10th time of that, you waited for it. And as soon as he would, like, get quiet, everybody knew something's going to happen.
But that's what I'm saying, though, that sometimes bullying has a positive effect on people. I mean, I don't know if that kind of shit has a positive effect on any of us. But at the time, it sucked. But right now,
funny as hell.
It's fucking hilarious. And you know what? It kind of builds your awareness of your surroundings a little bit. Because
okay, that's
like he fucking... Oh!
I'm ready when you're ready.
All right, I think that sometimes bullying helps. A lot of like famous people have been bullied, and that makes them rise up against adversity. We spoke about this in a podcast I did called Diseases of Affluence, where you need adversity. And I think these kids, instead of punching the bully in the face, which pretty much solves the problem, they're running and telling a teacher, running and telling their parents, or killing themselves. It's not the right answer. I don't like some bullying is bullshit. You know what I'm saying? It's dumb. It's not good. But sometimes it is good. Sometimes bullying forces someone to be funny in a moment. Bullying forces someone to be inventive at the moment, to get out of the moment. Bullying forces someone to confront themselves, to stand up for themselves at the moment.
You learn a lot about yourself.
You learn a little bit about yourself at times. Not every time, but sometimes.
Bullying makes you aware of your surroundings. So bullying makes you more aware of your surroundings and certain people.
Well, it goes on an individual basis. You know what I'm saying? I think nowadays, I think bullying is such a fucking thing now that kids right away, instead of standing up to the bully and gaining confidence and learning a little bit about themselves and progressing, I think they're telling them to tell a teacher, tell your parents, tell somebody. And I think that's regression.
You know what bullying has... you know what I learned from bullying?
It's the first rule in the crisis situation.
Which was one thing, and then it turned into another thing.
Want to say it at the same time? I'll say it. Ready? What's the first rule in the crisis situation? Never leave your ribs open.
I was going to say always protect your ribs.
Ah, never leave your ribs open.
Never leave your ribs open, which was from the movie Twins, but it wasn't. It was never.
Wait, the funny one?
Yeah, remember that movie Twins? They did thing. What was the number one rule in a crisis situation? And he took that and turned it into never leave your ribs open, and he would punch you in the ribs or needle you in the ribs or whatever.
At any time.
Yeah.
And you know what? He was a bully, and that made me aware to all sorts of situations. I'm always on edge from that. I'm ready to get my ribs punched right now. I'm waiting for Chris to look over and be like, what's the first rule? Bam!
I tell you why he's not a bully. In the definition of the word, he's a bully, but he was a friend. And he was just a bigger, more aggressive guy in our friendship crew. One time, me and two of my friends were up at Burger King. And there were some black kids there because it was not next. The Burger King was in between our neighborhood and the black neighborhood. For Long Island people, it was West Babylon and North Amityville. Or Lindenhurst, North Amityville.
North Lindenhurst.
And fucking, we were over there and these fucking black kids, they came up to us, I don't remember for whatever reason, and they're like, yo, this is what they said, I'll never forget this. I remember this till this day. Yo, you want to start some static? Yo, you want to start some static?
I heard you say that multiple times.
Yeah, it's hilarious. So me and a couple guys are like, what? I don't know what this means, but I guess we're going to leave now, because it was really intimidating to have just three or four or five black dudes come up to us three. And in our faces, aggressive, so we're like, yo, fuck this, we're out of here. So we went to this dude's house who we're talking about. Jamie, I'm going to say his name, because why the fuck not? You know, we haven't said his name the whole time. We went back to Jamie's house. We're like, yo, yo, these dudes up here in Burger King, yo, they were fucking with us. He was like, who? Where? Let's go.
I don't think it was more of like, let me protect my younger friends. I think he just wanted to cause some mischief.
See, I see it opposite.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Because we were all from the same neighborhood, and he was like, who? I think he took offense that someone was fucking with us.
And it wasn't
like
him?
I said, he wasn't like a bully. He was one of us. He was just bigger and more aggressive. So he was like, all right, bring me.
You know something? Let me just fucking interrupt real quick. He didn't mess with you as much as he messed with everybody else. And we all know why.
No, he fucked with me too, just not as much.
He wouldn't fuck with Mike. A lot of people didn't fuck with Mike. You want to know why? No, because he has a crazy brother.
I got an older brother that I heard stories about when he lived in the neighborhood. And I guess those stories resonate with some people. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you one thing. I knew his brother, and I was young. I didn't know him personally. I knew of him from back in the days with the Fattaruso, and that was someone's name back then. Fattaruso, not Mike Fat Russo.
Although it does apply
no,
nowadays.
And all those, the real old school 80s burnouts, you know, jean jackets, over a leather jacket with fucking chain wallets and patches on the back of it.
So our reputation went a long way, and I guess one of the reasons he didn't fuck with me as much as everyone else is because of my older brother's reputation. I did get fucked with once in a while, just not as big.
Not as bad as Jeremy, Justin, Chris, me, or Adam. And you know what? He gave me a little leniency, too, because of Chris.
Jeremy and Justin got the worst of it.
The worst.
Those guys got the worst. But let me get back to the story. So, Jamie was like, yo, take me back. I was like, all right, let's go. And I don't know, what are you going to do? I mean, you know, what the fuck? We went back up there. The kids were still there. The black kids were still there. So he went right up to them. And there was a bunch of them. I don't know, five of them. There was three of us and Jamie. And he was like, he went up to him and was like, what's up? Or, you know, what's going on? Or he approached them. And those kids did the same thing to him that they did to us. You want to start some static? Like, that was their line. And this is what he did. He was like, what? You want to start some static? I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that. What are you saying? Yo, kid, man, you want some static? He kept saying, what are you saying? I don't, what? And they left. And they just left. That was it. It was fucking great. And he didn't do anything. All he said was, without saying anything, he said, I'm not fucking falling for your shit. He didn't even say anything. All he said was, excuse me, what? What are you saying? I don't know what that means. What? And they knew. They knew that he knew what they knew, and they left. It was great.
Yeah.
Yo, big shout out to Jamie.
Big shout out to Jamie.
He doesn't listen to this podcast, but no. Maybe I'll have him. I got to get him. Maybe I'll get him on. I'm calling him tomorrow.
I got a lot of Jamie stories, man. A lot. I don't even want to tell him because they're not. I don't think a lot of it was legal shit, and he would probably be embarrassed if he heard that we were talking about it.
Yeah, you probably keep that to yourself.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm thinking.
Hey, do you remember when you hung out with that? Yo, I remember being at Danny Egan's house. He had a party, right? And Danny was Jamie's just sitting at the door on the side, and people were coming in. And every once in a while, someone didn't know somebody, and he'd be like, "Nah, you ain't coming in." And they'd be like, "Okay," and they'd leave. And I remember that guy Billy Wilde came by one time. After Chris was hanging out with him for a little while, he came around every once in a while, and he came up by himself. And Jamie was at the door just sitting there smoking a cigarette, drinking a Budweiser. And he goes, hey, what's going on? And Jamie just looks at him. And he goes, no. And he goes, what do you mean? No. And go in there. And he's like, nah, you can't come in. And he started getting all fucking snappy at the mouth. And Jamie took him by his shirt. And there were big hedges, like 10-foot hedges there. All right? Because it was the end of a driveway. And Jamie was at the back door. No one went through the front door. It's like the side door, you know? And Jamie took this kid, and he threw him into these hedges from, like, 5 feet away. Like, his feet came off the ground. He went into the hedges deep. And he was, like, struggling. You know, little sticks are cracking. And he gets out, and he starts fucking... He saw Gianna and Jamie. And Jamie just looked at him, and he turned around, and I was there, and I laughed at him because I was younger, and I was like, I didn't like him anyway. And he was like, fuck you too, you little fucking dick. And he goes, fuck your brother. And I never told you because you didn't hang out with us back then. He was like, fuck your brother too. And that was the last time I saw him.
As he's fucking trying to work himself out of the bushes.
Yeah, well, he's yelling at me. I was fucking 13 at the time.
Let me tell you the great thing about Jamie. I heard a story one time. They were at a secret card game. I don't know what kind of card game they were playing.
It was in the basement of his own house. I know which one.
I don't know where it was. It doesn't matter where it was, but they were at some kind of card game. And one of the guys, I don't know, what did he accuse him of? Cheating, stealing, accused him of something. And Jamie was just like, nah, you know, you're wrong. And the guy was incessant of accusing him of whatever the fuck he did. Whatever it was. I don't know. It doesn't matter what it was. But the guy stood up, and Jamie didn't stand up. He just knocked him out.
I remember that. From the seat. From the seat.
No hesitation, no nothing. Just cracked him.
I remember who that was, too.
Yeah, I'm not going to say his name.
You remember who it was.
Yeah, I know exactly who it was, but...
That kid was a dick.
Yeah.
He deserved what the fuck he got.
But that
I believe
kinda,
we were hanging out playing basketball on the side of his house when that happened.
I don't know. I don't know any of the fucking details. I don't know. I just know that the guy stood up like in an aggressive fashion, and he got knocked. He got right the fuck down.
Yeah, he got up. He started spratting off at the mouth, from a sit down, he hit him, and he fucking went down.
Yeah, right down.
Good for him. That kid was a dick anyway.
Yeah, fuck him. I'll tell you after the fucking... After we're not on air. So to speak.
You know, just having a connection that was a younger brother to a girl that was in my grade.
I don't know. You're getting kind of... I don't want to... Because who the fuck knows?
I know.
The last name thing I gave up on because you can't help it.
Why, you don't remember it?
No. When I started this podcast, I was going to not mention people's last names.
We didn't.
We mentioned a bunch of them, but we can't help it.
We mentioned one, and he told the story.
We mentioned a bunch of last names.
Just now?
But the reason why I stopped saying don't mention last names is because you can't help it.
Yeah.
It's just a part of the story.
Hey, you're Mike Russo.
Yo, who blasted one?
Me.
Chris? You just farted on my mic. And it's in your mouth. You just farted in your mouth.
It smells good.
Yeah, I did that one time. I blasted one right on the mic, and it came in so fucking good. And then I realized I was eating it two seconds later.
That apartment I had was right there. You can see it from his door.
Fuck that apartment.
That apartment is all right. I think I'm falling in love with all the ladies.
Well, which ladies?
All the ladies.
All of them?
You know. I'm starting to see a certain sex appeal to I don't want to say the word cougar, but I was thinking about it like this.
It's just getting old, that's why.
Well.
They know what
they want. Here's how I think I can hook up with an older lady, if I ever wanted to or if anybody ever wants to. All right? You start talking to them, you know. It's preferably if it's someone you already know. Like, maybe it's someone that you work with.
How older?
I don't know. Say she's sexy 50. Right? Is that too much?
No, I roll with that.
Say sexy 50. Maybe, yeah. Sexy anywhere from 40 to 60.
Let's go 50.
Sexy 50. And say there's someone that you really normally wouldn't bang because she's older. Maybe like, you know, your friend's mother's age or some shit like that, right? And then I figure this, because I've been thinking about it. You would ask me, like, I wonder what you were like when you were like, you know, before you had kids and before you had responsibilities. Because you can't say when you were younger, Because they would get a, you know, what do you call that?
Offended.
They would get offended. Right? They get offended.
Wait, let me just, can I just rewind for a second?
Yeah.
You said this is someone you know?
No, I'm saying you could say it to someone that you know that maybe you work with or you're affiliated with that you really.
Okay, so you already
now,
have.
Now you can see how she's kind of sexy in a way.
So you already have a relationship with this person.
Yes.
So it's not like your opening line is, oh, you must have been hot when you were young.
That's what I'm saying. You can't say that.
Okay, good.
You have to be like, I wonder what you were like before you had kids and before you had responsibilities.
I just wanted to make sure. Okay.
All right, you say it like that, be like, oh, yeah. Mike, I bet you were some catch. You can't even say it like that. You're like,
you should say this. I bet you're a real dish.
I bet you're a real doll.
I bet you're a real dish.
I bought you a real doll before you had the kids and a job and everything. You were probably a lot of fun to hang out with. And chances are, even if they weren't, they're going to say, yeah.
You got to use the right word.
Yeah, you feel out the situation when you're there. You got to go freestyle. And you're like, oh, yeah, this and that. And then she's going to get saucy. You know, she's going to get a little sexy on you because now she knows that you're thinking about it. And then she wants to relive those memories. And tell me, you know, did you probably had a lot of boyfriends and stuff before you got married. And she's going to be like, oh, no. Like, I bet there was that one, though, right? That one that you had a lot of fun with. And then automatically now her train of thought is in, you know, sex mode and fun. And then you can start darting any, you know, easily and like, oh yeah, you know, this and that. I'm like, you know, you still got it. And she's like, no. And they're like, no, I'm telling you, you do. All right. Then from there, she's gonna look at you not just as maybe a coworker or someone that she normally wouldn't look at like that. And then you're like, no, really, you still got it. I can definitely, I can see that. And then there's your in, and that's the window. Whether she lets you in that door or not, you know what I mean. And if she lets you in, I think it's all up to you from there on in, because she said okay.
I think the most important thing about that story is that you already have a rapport with this person, because if you just come with some random fucking chick like that, no, I love my husband. I've been with him 30 years and we're in love. It's the best thing. It's my universe.
Well,
but I think if you already have a rapport with this person, you kind of know with this person, you work with this person, you're friends with this person. Yeah,
I'm thinking.
Chris, you gotta get on mic. That pussy comment was hilarious, and no one heard it.
I still think that it would work, though. Even if you don't know the woman, let's say you're online at the fucking supermarket, all right, and you got a little bit, maybe you're a little giddy when they had too much coffee, or you're on drugs, or whatever the fuck it is to make you talk a little bit more, and you're talking, and you're like, oh, yeah, this and that, I'm like, I don't know how you would segue over, but I think I could do it.
Let's put this scenario.
I think I could do it.
Let's put this scenario.
Have to be a long line.
There's an older bird in the vegetable aisle. She looks good, but you could tell she's about 49, 50, 51.
Is she wearing a wedding ring or no?
You don't know. You're from afar.
You don't give a fuck either.
You're walking down the avenue. She's in the street in a supermarket. You know, like the avenues?
Yeah.
And then you get the streets?
Yeah.
She's in the street. You're in the avenue. You see her, but you stop. That's how sexy she is. The closer you get, the older she is.
Yep.
But the sexiness doesn't go away. She's got that sex appeal. There's something.
She's got tight pants on.
Something about her is hot. Blonde hair. She's got that sex. In your fantasies. Oh, so she got blonde hair, tight pants. Okay.
I don't know. I think the darker hair is more fucking deviant.
Well, this is a team effort. So she's wearing tight pants and she has blonde hair.
All right.
And you're approaching her.
Her shoes mean everything.
What shoes is she wearing?
She's wearing fucking heels, bro.
What kind of heels?
She wearing no fucking flippers.
Chris? She's wearing flippers?
Yeah. Chris has fucking heels, dude, and tight pants. All right, she's letting a tit hang out.
So let's call it middleman. She's wearing those like cork heels, flippers.
Nice.
You know those things?
Yeah.
She's wearing those. That's in the middle, right?
Whatever. The bitch is fucking sexy. Maybe she's bending over to get some fucking chicken off the fucking freezer aisle.
So you're approaching her.
I've done this before, you know.
So tell me how it went.
I don't know if I can say it anymore.
All right, well, let's work with the scenario now then.
What would I do? What have I done?
This is the scenario.
All right.
Since she's like the amalgamation of your guys' fantasies or your guys' imaginations right
now. She's not even that hot. She's just fucking really horny and you're like, I bet I could fucking bang this old bitch.
So what are you saying to her? Is the first thing you're doing looking at her fingers? Or does that even matter?
Let's just say you're fucking... I'll tell you from experience, from when I was younger, years back. Years, nothing recent, of course. Say you're at the supermarket, right? And you're at the fucking chicken aisle, right? And you're like, oh my God, fucking $7.99 a pound, even though you know she's right there. And I'm like, was chicken always this much money? And she'd be like, oh, no, no, it's way up, way up. I'm like, and then you're like, because this is really expensive. You know, you could probably go to a butcher and get some. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, have you ever went to a butcher to do this? Oh, yeah. I know it's just quick and easy right here, this and that. But maybe I might have to switch up my whole fucking, my whole fucking, the way I eat at home. Maybe I eat something different, so this and that. And what do you eat? Oh, you know what? And then she's going to either, that's right then and there when she says, oh, no, and walks away, or she gets involved in the conversation. She might be like, well, you know, you can always try turkey burgers or something. Like, oh, how is that? Is that good? Is it tasty? And you're like, you know, you can season that, this and that, blah, blah, blah. And now you're conversating with her, all right? And you're like, oh, all right. And as you're looking, as you're noticing her body language, you're seeing how she's looking at you. You're seeing if she's throwing out sexy hip movement maybe here and there to see if you would catch what she's doing. And, of course, I'm catching it because I'm fucking looking.
You know what I love? You know what body language I love?
Which one?
The not interested, interested.
That's the motherly thing to do.
I love the not interested, interested thing.
All right, so now you're working your thing, and then this and that, and then whether you see a ring or not, maybe you say, what are you making tonight? And then she's like, oh, I'm making this and that, and like, maybe I can make something for you. And she's going to be like, oh, no, come on.
That's a bit of a leap.
Damn right it's a fucking leap. You don't.
She'll be like, yeah, I'm making this and that. Maybe I'll make something for you. Well, I'm making it for my kids, my husband.
And then you go, so? And now you're throwing it out there. You're hitting her with it. And she's dumbfounded. She's like, oh, no, no, you're cute.
Yeah, so now,
I can't believe you'd say I'm
this
old.
Yeah, now you're gambling.
And then you'd be like, listen, yeah, you're gambling. You're throwing dice. But you know what? And you, as long as you're throwing dice, those bitches are going to fucking catch them.
There's a chance to win.
And you know what? I'm going to say 2/3 of them will bite. You know why? Because old bitches want fucking...
Is that good odds, 2/3?
I'm going to say... Yo, you say that to 20 of them? And 20... Damn it, what are 2/3 of 20?
You stinking, man.
Yo, you do it to 9 of them? 6 of them are going to fucking say something.
That's not right. Yo, he said he just made that shit up and looked at me like he was confident about it.
All right, maybe not 2/3, but you know what? I'm going to say if you say it to a nice, you know, sassy enough woman, chances are she's a...
By sassy, do you mean black?
She's kind of slutty. You know she's an old slut, and chances are she'll let you blow loads in her all the time anyway. Done. No condom. Yep. And that's what you got to do. If you're not involved with anybody and you got nothing to lose, and sometimes these Long Island girls are fucking slut bitch cunts, and it's hard to talk to them. If you're a single guy, you go to the fucking supermarket and you try those antics a little bit, and eventually you work your game well enough, guarantee you'll be banging old bitches.
Here's the fucked up thing about Long Island, the old Long Island housewife bitches. Living here for so long, you hate them.
The housewives?
Oh, I hate them with their fucking attitudes.
I hate the young girls more than I hate them.
They all stink.
That's because I don't know. I tell you, the girls over here are tough. They're tough, man. They're tough. Even if you're not a bad-looking dude and you say, hey, how are you? They look at you with these eyes like, who the fuck are you to ask who I am? How am I? Well, fucking ask how I am. I'll tell you how I am. Not good enough to talk to you. Who do you think you are? Being nice to me. And that's it. Then you're shot down for the rest of the night. You might as well go home, jerk off, and not think about the girls that you'll never get because they're so hard. They're so hard to fucking. If you're not wearing, you know, a stupid watch, or you got some dumb fucking haircut, and you look like all the other fucking shitbags, yeah, your chances are looking glim. And those are for the hot ones. And then you get the ones that aren't so hot, which, you know, I guess they're more inclined to the more laid back style, more stoner, more this, more that. But to get the hot ones, I don't even know what you got to do. You got to be a full blown fucking go getter player and act like you don't give a fuck, and you get shot down so many times, you got to let it not even faze you. But I don't know. I don't know how the fuck they do it. You got to be able to talk, and I lost interest after the first no. Yeah. Fucking cunt. Done with this podcast. Yeah, no fucking beers, but fucking cooler. Your fucking mother's one of those things.